We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are starting by the two dots right by the wide lines. It said in the Mishnah that Hichnis Peirosov Lechotzav Al Bayis Shloim Rishos. You brought your peiros into your friend's house without Rishos, into the friend's chotzer, and the behemah hurt himself on those peiros. Halacha is you are chayef for the damages of the behemah because you brought peiros in. So what does that mean? Omarab. It's only if the behemah slipped on your bananas, then you're chayiv to pay for the damages on that behemah. But if the behemah ate up your peiros and got sick from that and died, there you're potter. My time, what's the reason? Rav is saying is, no one asked you to eat. And if you eat it, you're potter. Now why are you potter? Zok toises havel shetoychal. That's not the pshat because it's not normal. Behemoths eat. That's not the var. The var is look at the last three lines of Tosis. Elahino time use my potter. Maybe you love davar shemazika and roy dalas chayav kach. Rav is telling if you bring the mazik on yourself be a dayim this behemoth, I'm not chayav for that. The behemoth ate up the peiros and caused himself to get damaged to die. That's not my problem. So only if my peiros trip you. But there's no din bar, let's just call it that, if you eat the peiros. Omar Rav Sheshes says about Rav's halacha, Amina Kenayim V'shachav Rav Omar Lo Shvaitza. We know Rav is a god of Adar. He couldn't have been saying this. He must have been not 100% focusing, Chas Shalom, you know, about Rav. Say about Rav, but to say this, why? The Tanya, look at the price. Hanoisin Sam Amavas Fei Behemes Chavera. If you put poison in front of your friend's behemoth, the loch is potter medina adam chayv nishmaim, and the Gemara says like this, and he says why? Rav Sheshes says why? Sama mavas who the loy vid the achol. The reason why sama mavas not chayv the adam is because it doesn't taste good. Sama mavas, so it's not normal to eat it. So that's why they potter medina adam. Ava peiros the vid the achol medina adam chayv is bechayv medina adam because you see a diik. It says davka sama mavas is potter. Why? Because that's not normal to eat. It doesn't smell good. Doesn't taste good. But peiros you be chayv. So you see that you don't say this for havel shloitoychal. Am I havel shloitoychal? My answer is Amri. Who I didn't feel Paris now in part of the Adam. Balkamash v'lon. Really, Paris also part of the Adam because no one asked you to eat it. Balkamash v'lon. What's the chiddush of the price? Why is it pick some mavas? Why didn't say Paris? Balkamash v'lon. That feel some mavas nami the loy avid achlo chayv din shmaim. The chiddush is even some mavas, which is not normal for him to eat because it doesn't smell good and it's disgusting. Still, you chayv din shmaim. Mi boy yisem in other tarots is that sama mavas is taka peiros. Mi boy yisem is sama mavas, this poison is deathly poison, nami ba'afrazoso. It's talking about a certain grass which is poisonous, but it looks good, it looks like regular peiros. The haidu peiros, and that's peiros. And still, you see there, right, Rav, you're not chayef for that because they have a law, shalo yitaycha. So far, we have Rav Shita that says, if you bring peiros to someone's chas shalo reshus, the behemoth eats it and dies. The halacha is your potter. Why? Because the behemoth brought it onto himself. Have a loss loytecha. Meizven asks your kasha. Isha shenichas alotrin chitim. It's a baal bayis loy b'shus. Isha that went into someone's house to grind her wheat. Shloy b'shus. V'achlosam behem tishvah bayis. And the behemoth ate this wheat and it died. Potter. The halacha is. No, first not died yet. And the behemoth ate up the chitim. So the baal bayis is potter from the damages of eating up the chitim. Doesn't pay for chitim. Why not? Because he came from Rishos. Mim huska. If the behemoth got damaged, chayeves. Here it sounds like the behemoth eats the chitim. You chayev to pay. I have le shoteichal. So the Gemara, why is it better than our Mishnah? Mishnah says huska. Amri miyadif masisim the ukma. We said huzka means shahuklakabam. It slipped on it. Here also, it slipped on the chitim. That's what it means. Frankly, more of the kari law, my kari law. So what was the have me? It's been arrived me. Why was it better than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says huzka. Teretz means huzka was slipping. So what do you see here? Achilamor. Amalach bishlam masisim ktaniim huzka behen. So there you can tight shahuklakabam. It slipped on it. So because it says behen, so it means shahuklakabam. Avahach ktaniim huzka. Don't say behen. I'm huzka. So achilahu d'ktali. Sounds like more like achila, and that was the Gemara's kasha. V'idacham alach leishna. The Gemara answered no. That the same lashon huska and huska behem could both be touched huklikah behem. Toshma shall bring it all right to Rav Shito, or Kasha on Rav Zalacha, or Toshma, Hiknes, Shor with the Chotzabal by Shor Beshus. If someone brought a Shor into the Chotzer courtyard of his Balabai, Shor Beshus, without Rishus, Va'ochal, Chitim, and the Behemoth, who came in Shor Beshus, this is the opposite case, remember. The Behemoth that came in Shor Beshus is the one that ate the Chitim, Va'ochal, Chitim, Vahitriz, and he got a stomachache. Vahitriz means he got Shulshul, Umais, and it died. Potter. The halacha is, the balabayis is potter. When hichas b'rishus, but if you burn b'rishus, balachotz chayiv. Then the balachotz is chayiv. V'amai, why is balachotz chayiv? Havelish lo yoichal. You shouldn't have eaten it. We're now saying, Rav Svar is, that if you're bringing it onto yourself, so then you're potter. So here, why is the balabas chayiv, if it came b'rishus, I have a shoteichal. And for the Gemara, Pasha Teretz, Amar Rava, Rishus Ashloi Rishus Karamis. He's asking a case where someone came in Rishus Ashloi Rishus. Rishus, when someone came in Rishus, Shmira Shoyroi Kibbul Alav. The Balabayas, when he says come in, what he means to say, I'm going to watch it. Now, what's the luck if you're a Shomer and the Behemoth eats something and dies? You're Chaya for that. Because you have to watch it, shouldn't eat anything. It's also Svara Havasloi Teichal. Because there, you're a Shomer. But feel Chanak Azatzmai. But feel Chanak Azatzmai. Even Chanak Azatzmai. Here we're talking about a case that you're the Baal boss. The shark came in, and he said, okay, come in, sure, Brishos. So there, if that behemoth eats the Paris, you're chayiv, because you're chayiv for Shmira, like a Shomer Sokha, Shomer Chinon and Shoyal. You're chayiv for Shmira. Masha Enkin, the other case, was a case where I brought my Paris in there, and your behemoth ate it. There I was never a Kabbal Shmira for your behemoth. I wasn't a Kabbal Shmira. Cyber Shos, I was never a Kabbal Shmira. The Shal is my thing a bar now. So then you have a Svara, Havel Shotoichal. You shouldn't have eaten it. And really, like the Marsha speaks out, don't do Shloi Bereshus really. Even Bereshus, if I bring a Paris Bereshus, it's the same exact halacha. If I bring Paris Bereshus, and your behemoth, the Balabayas behemoth, eats it, I'm also potter. Don't do Bereshus, Shloi Bereshus. The point is like this, that when the Balabayas, when someone else's shor comes to the Balabayas, then he's a Kabbal Shmira on it, he's chayiv if you eat. My sheik, when I bring my Paris in, I was never a Kabbal Shmira or anything. The only question is my Paris a takala? Is my Paris a harmful thing? And the answer is no, it's not. If you slip on it, then it's my fault, if that's Shloi Bereshus, but not if you eat it, and therefore, there's no chiyuv on that. What's the question? If it's a Pshia, yeah, if it's a Pshia, yeah, you should watch the shor, shouldn't eat something, yeah. You have to watch, shouldn't overeat, 100%, it's a Pshia. It's not called Gneva Veveda. It's something that's normal. Behemoth is like eating. So, you know, the eating is a thing we know about. So you be careful. Don't let them eat something. And therefore, it's part of the Shmira on it. Zogt Gedetz Gemara's Mahalach, to answer the question. Now, Gemara's Mahalach like this. Boilu, New Shiloh. Boilu. Hecha the Kabbalah in Terusa, when the Balabayas is Mekabal Shmira. Like Rashi says, according to Rabbanon, Stoma, which is the assumption when you say Kabbalah Shosh, if you're in Rebbe, when you say Kenois Shar Chavanias Renu, when you're Makabal Shmira on the Shar that's coming in, what type of Shmira are you Makabal for it? Here the Kabbalah and Terusamau. Then I've shared the Kabbalah. Are you Makabal that nothing in my property is going to damage your Shar? Which means my Shar won't damage your Shar. My Kelev, my dog, won't bite your Shar. That's what it means in Makabal Shmira. Makabal Shmira from things happening in my property. But other people, someone else's shor bangs into your shor, it's not my responsibility. Oh, you don't fill into Rusa the Alma Kabbalah. Or even things from the outside, I'm Makabal Shmira. I'm Makabal full fledged Shmira or not. That's the Gemara Shaila. And even though the Gemara said before, like Tosis asked, that Nishbu Ruach Metsuya, we say you Makabal. But here it could be we're not going to that Gemara. That's one Mahalach in Tosis. Another Mahalach in Tosis is that the Terusa the Alma, which is the Hema of Acherim, that's Loy Masika Daite, is to go into your property and damage it. That's why it's a Shaila. But if it gets damaged by a Ruach, She'enim, a Ruach Matsuya in your thing, that you are Makabal. We're not Makabal from other people's Sharp. I can put on the Shaila like this. The Shaila is Makabal Shmira. What type of Shmira Makabal on? All Shmira, for anything, or just for my property alone? Toshima, Tony Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, Benazikin Bekarno, Rav Yehuda, Tony Yehuda Bar Simon, Nezikin Beikarno, in the Braisa of Nezikin of Beikarno, it says there a Braisa from Yehuda Bar Simon. What's the Braisa? Hiknes peirosav lechotzav al bayis lor reshus. Someone brought peiros into the chotzav al bayis lor reshus. Varshar makam acha, and a shark came from somewhere else. Va'achlan ate these peiros. So let's just picture the halacha. You brought peiros into the bayis lor reshus. So then there's no kabbalah shmira, right? Varshar makam acha va'achlan pater. Vim hiknes bereshus. If you allowed these peiros to come in bereshus, yechayiv. Now who's chayiv? Who's pater? Man pater, man chayiv. Lav, it means like this, part of Al-Khatsa. If you brought your peiros to Shabbos and then Kalman's Shar ate it, so you're part of it because you brought, I'm not supposed to watch it, you brought Shabbos. And the Chayiv Al-Khatsa is, if I said Kalman Shabbos, so I was a Kabbal Shmira, so then if Kalman's Shar eats it, you're Chayiv. So you see, Klar, that I was Makabbal Shmira, even from outside factors. Because what else is talking about? Shabbos, Lord, Shabbos, what are we talking about? Armin Loy, part of Al-Shar, Chayiv Al-Shar, it's like this. That if it's Shloim Rishos, so then Kalman Shar is Potter. Kalman, we're talking about Kalman now. He's Potter. And if it's Rishos, then Kalman's Chayiv. Potter, why? What's Shaychus? V'Ibal HaShar, we're talking about HaShar, Zog Tamar on top of Mem Ches and Aleph, my Rishos, my Shloim Rishos. What is Rishos and Shloim Rishos over here? What are you talking about? Like, what's the difference? If Kalman Shar eats the Paris, who cares how the Paris got there? What's the difference? Amri b'shus, if the bala peiros has a shus to keep his peiros there, havalei shem b'shus anizik. V'shem b'shus anizik hayavis, yichayev to pay. Shaloi b'shus, if the bala peiros is there, shaloi b'shus, so then havalei shem shirabim, then it has same status as shirabim. V'shem shirabim tura. And shem shirabim is pata. So kalm is not going to be chayev because it's like a shirabim. Which means this, if you have a shus to be there, so then it's ilu, you own a chelik of that chotza hanizik, so then it's shame shus hanizik. But if it's you don't have a shus to be there, it's not called a beer b'steyacha. Like Rashi says, b'shirabim is lav dafka, but it's not b'steyacha. It's not b'shirabim, but it's not b'steyacha. The only chayiv, shame b'steyacha. It's not b'steyacha, it's not your field. And therefore, you'll be potter. That's b'sham shus lo b'shus. Now, are you going to ask me, in the case of a shus, where it's shutvim, so we have before, that by chotz ha-shutvim, you put on shem v'regel. So Rashi, that's dafka, that the shutv, the other shutv, I'm sorry, eats the peiros is potter, because they both have shus to beer. But someone else is a vad that's called a beer v'steyacha. Toshema, shar being not a raya. It's be a similar type of raya. Toshema, hechnes shoyre l'chotz ha-ba'avayis shaloi v'shus. Someone brought a shar into the ba'avayis shaloi v'shus, v'ashar makamachar, and we'll call again, Kalman's shar came in, v'nochoy, and damaged this shar. Potter. If you brought him v'shos, then you're chayiv. Then Kalman, show who's chayiv. Chayiv. Man potter man chayiv. Who's potter, who's chayiv? Lav. Potter b'al chotzer, chayiv b'al chotzer. And it's a raya to the shayla. Which way didn't know this? If it's shloi v'shos, then the b'al chotzer is not chayiv. But if it's v'shos, the b'al chotzer is chayiv if it damages from outside factors. So you see that when the b'al chotzer is makabel shmir, it's makabel shmir even for outside factors. The Gemara says, no. Potter b'al chotzer, chayiv b'al chotzer. Go on Kalman. That if it's Shloi B'Shus, then Kalman is part, even though his Shar damaged. But if it's B'Shus, then Kalman's Shar is Chayiv. Yochi, my B'Shus, my B'Shus again. What's B'Shus? Not B'Shus. Remember, we were talking about his Shar that damaged another Shar. What's when there's no Beer B'Steyacha there? It's talking about he gored it. And so where's the Beer B'Steyacha? Amri, Hamani Reb Tafani, Doma Meshuno Kerem Mechotza Anizik Nezek Shalom. That Kerem pays and Mechotza Anizik Nezek Shalom. So Nezek Shalom Mashal. So Birshus, if it's Birshus, how the Karim Mechatz on Isaac? Then it's Karim Mechatz on Isaac, and you pay Mashal Nezek Shalom. Shaloi Birshus, how the Karim Shirabim? It's Karim Shirabim. Mashal Mechatz on Isaac. Only Mechatz on Isaac. So when the Brisa says Potter, doesn't mean Potter. It means there's no Nezek Shalom. Says it's Birshus Yichayiv. It means Kalman's Chayiv. Birshus Yichayiv Nezek Shalom. Why? Because it's just an Isaac. Don't go to Rav Tarfon says Karim pays Nezek Shalom and it's just an Isaac. Masha Inkin, when Shloi B'Shos, you're Potter. You know what Potter means? You pay Chatzin Nezek. Because that's Karen, huh? That Potter can mean that. Yeah, we'll have it again on Mem Ches Aveis also. That Potter can mean that it's Potter from Nezek Shalom and pays Chatzin Nezek. So the bottom line is, the Gemara was not pushed to Shiloh if someone's Mekabel Shmira and says, come in, does his Mekabel Shmira from outside factors or not? We didn't bring a Raya one way or another.